And for analysis of Mr. Gonzalez's nomination, we're joined now by Slate political columnist Chris Sullentrop. Chris, welcome back to Day to Day. And how do you think the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee are going to approach these confirmation hearings for Alberto Gonzalez?
Well, they plan to make a lot of noise, create a lot of headlines, and then hold their noses and vote to confirm him.
There's already a comment from Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, a senior Democrat on the committee, saying that he needs to see more documents and that these are going to be difficult hearings for Mr. Gonzalez if he doesn't come up with these documents that the Democrats on the committee want. What are they looking for?
They're looking for documents related to various legal memos that were written by lawyers in the administration about torture and the definition of torture for prisoners in Iraq and Afghanistan and obviously Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Look, Gonzalez is known for stonewalling. He stonewalled the 9/11 commission for months and months and eventually backed down. But he was sort of the architect of the administration policy of trying to resist the 9/11 commission's inquiries. So we'll see if the committee can get the documents this time.
Well, the question is his role in drafting and writing memos on the treatment of prisoners in Iraq and Guantanamo Bay in Cuba and how vulnerable he is on that issue. And the real question is, did he get enough advice? Was he casting about to get opinion in there? Because officials at the Pentagon and the State Department complained that they were shut out of these key discussions on, essentially, would it be okay to torture people?
Yes. The State Department and many other people have complained and said, look, we were left out. And the problem with these memos that Gonzalez either wrote or approved is that he didn't include all the information that Bush or whoever needed to look at. This is the exact same criticism that's been thrown at Gonzalez when Bush was Texas governor and he was counsel for him there on memos related to the death penalty, to death penalty cases, that Gonzalez left out key, critical, important information, mitigating circumstances, that instead he just told Bush what he wanted to hear.
Would that be a disqualifying character trait for an attorney general, or is it proper for the attorney general to tell the president, this is what you need to know and this is what you need to do in order to make the policy arguments that I know you want to make?
It's a fine line for any lawyer to walk, but there has been a lot of criticism that this administration has gone too far toward that, the sort of sleazy corporate lawyer approach to law, to say, well, here's the end we want, let's look at the law as a sort of puzzle and figure out how we can manipulate it to our end. The attorney general is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. He's supposed to represent the law. It's not going to disqualify him from becoming attorney general, but they're going to make a lot of noise about it.
There's some speculation that Democrats on the committee don't actually want to derail his nomination as attorney general. What they want to do is gather some ammunition in the event that President Bush nominates him to the Supreme Court, and they want to try to stop him there. What is the thinking on this strategy?
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. The irony about that strategy is that Gonzalez was actually considered more, judicious is the word, as a judge on the Texas Supreme Court than he was as a lawyer for Bush as Texas governor and president of the United States. As a counsel for the Texas governor and the president, Gonzalez has been considered someone who sort of looked at the end first and then said, well, let's see how we can look at the law and manipulate it to get the conclusion we want. But as a judge, I think his reputation is much better. So it'll be interesting to see. Unlike the Ashcroft hearings, which really were about trying to derail John Ashcroft, these hearings really are about possibly trying to stop Gonzalez from becoming a Supreme Court justice and also just bloodying the president a little bit. It's about the president and his policies, and particularly these prison camps. It's less, they genuinely don't like Al Gonzalez, but it's not all about him.
Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop. He writes the Ballot Box column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Chris, thanks again.
Thank you.